This is the Dog Pro U podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. What's going on, guys? Glad you're here with me today. I just wanted to cover a couple of things that I think are really important for trainers, you know, especially in the winter months, or as we start entering into the winter months, because I see a lot of trainers making the same mistakes year after year. And so I think we just actually started going live. So for those of you who are watching now, I just wanted to bring you up to speed and kind of give you some heads up about some of the difficulties that I see a lot of trainers make, you know, for themselves just going into the winter months and not really understanding that it's more of an opportunity than something where you should be pulling back and scaling down. Because I see a lot of trainers, you know, they feel like, well, you know, in years past, things have been difficult and things just always seem to slow down. And so I see a lot of trainers make one of three mistakes, sometimes two or even all three of these same mistakes, and they do it over and over year after year, which it just makes your life more complicated than it needs to be. And so I want to share some ideas with you so that you can avoid making these mistakes and actually build some momentum so that when you go into, you know, these winter months, you're strategically positioning yourself to actually make progress rather than winding down and just assuming that people don't have time or that they're too busy and their budget is tight, because I hear these things all the time. But I also work with trainers who don't let these things, these external factors, affect them. And so they're focused on the fundamentals of growing a successful business and building an empire. And so when you go about, you know, your training business, assuming that things are going to slow down and you just sort of have this expectation and acceptance that, you know, it's out of your control and that this lull is inevitable, you know, it makes you sort of feel like you're not in the position of driving change, which is not the case. You are the captain at the helm. You are the owner of your business and you are in control of the trajectory of growth in where it's going to go, regardless of the seasons. It doesn't matter if, you know, the majority of the population is busy and they're thinking about the holidays coming up. Yeah, that's fine. What we know is that there are, you know, 4 in 10 households in America that have at least one dog. And it's not as if, you know, the season's changing or the holidays coming up are somehow going to magically make their problems with their dog disappear. I mean, most people have absolutely no idea how to get their dog to behave. So you're like their knight in shining armor. You're the one person who can solve their problems. And chances are they've probably already tried a couple of things. And so positioning yourself as the authority and the expert is really an important aspect of this. People don't want to make the same mistake twice. So really focusing on, you know, some of the fundamentals that move the business forward, as opposed to pulling back like most trainers do as the seasons change, will give you the opportunity to make forward progress while everybody else is sort of going into hibernation mode for the season. You know, and one of the things that I feel like is really common in this industry, and I see it all the time, is that as things start to slow down, and sure, there are seasonal lulls, like we can agree on that, but you don't need to let them be something that affects your business and the growth and the trajectory of your business. You know, so I see a lot of trainers focusing on continued education as things start to slow down. You know, they start going to seminars, they start shadowing other trainers, you know, and they think that, you know, now is the time to really focus on getting better at their craft. And while I do believe that there is, you know, justification for being the best trainer that you can be, going into a slow season and focusing on your craft is only going to make things worse. If you're a full-time trainer and your goal is to make money, regardless of what the seasons are doing, then focusing on your craft doesn't solve the problem of having a lack of clients. You have to address the bottleneck in your business. And if it's an external problem, like, you know, people are busy, people are focused on the holidays, you know, they've got kids back in school, you know, they've got their budget is being affected by, you know, buying clothing for their kids and school supplies and, you know, all the things that go into it, you know, saving for the holidays and new expenses that come up, buying firewood and their heating bills, you know, going up for the winter. Like, yeah, that's all going to happen. But the reality is that there's always going to be people out there who are not affected by, you know, these external factors. They've got disposable income, they're well-to-do, they have dogs, and they have problems with dogs, so it's not as though the demand changes. Maybe the percentage of people who are actively looking for a trainer does change, and that's fine. You don't need every client in the world. You need a small handful of really great clients who are going to pay you what you're worth in order for you to be incredibly successful. So focusing on the bigger picture of like, oh, well, you know, for the most part, people are just not interested in training right now. And it's true. You can look at the stats of how many searches are being conducted for dog training. And in this time of the year, sure, those stats, they decrease. But again, if we know that the majority of people in America have a dog, and we know that most people can't get their dog to behave, well, then the demand doesn't change magically because the seasons are changing. So we just have to understand that we have to get better at the things that actually drive forward progress. And continued education is not one of those factors. We have to focus on sales and marketing, building systems so that you can appeal to the right types of people, the people who have a problem, who can't solve it on their own, who are in a position where they can afford to hire somebody to solve that problem for them, and that they're committed to following through with what you're teaching them. Because, you know, and that's why it's so important to have your marketing and your sales systems dialed in. Because if you're attracting people, regardless of the season, if you're attracting the wrong types of people who are not willing to do the work, who are not committed to getting results, who are just looking for the best deal or looking for a discount, like, it's going to be difficult for you to grow your business. So it's important that, you know, especially in these months when there's fewer people actively searching for a trainer, that you're getting in front of the right types of people, the people who are actually committed to following through, who show up on time, who get great results, you know, and they thank you, they're appreciative, and then they recommend their friends and their family. So again, the first major issue that I see a lot of trainers, the problem that they create for themselves, is pulling back from actively marketing their service and then focusing on continued education, doing seminars, workshops, shadowing other trainers, learning more about their craft, which is important. But another thing I'll say about that is, if you're good at what you do, regardless of how limited your skills are, if there is a specific type of person that can benefit from your skills, that's all that you need to be incredibly successful, because there are so many people out there that have a problem that they all fit into certain compartmentalized areas where they need specific help. So if your focus is on leash training and leash manners, well, that's all that you need to focus on. There are more than enough people out there that have that specific problem, and you can just go and solve problems for those people without having to go out and expand your knowledge. You know how to solve that one problem? Find the people that need that solution. And don't focus on anything else until you've got an abundance of new clients coming to you for that one specific reason, and that you're creating amazing transformations and success stories. And once you've got that steady flow of new clients coming in where you're solving problems for them, then you can expand your knowledge. But if you're really great at one thing, or you know, a number of things, even if it's not a huge, vast variety of your, you know, abilities to solve problems for everyone, that's okay. Focus on what you're good at, solve problems for the people that actually fit into that category, and build a business around that before you start focusing on continued education. Again, make sure that you're good at the one thing that you're really good at doing. Polish and hone those skills. Don't go out and offer your services to somebody if you don't know how to solve problems for people. That's wrong. It's not the way to go about doing things, and it's definitely not the way to grow a business. But if you have that unique skill set to solve at least one problem for people, all you have to do is find the people that have that problem and go ahead and solve it for them. The second thing that I see, second problem that I see trainers walk into or that create for themselves, is that they scale back in preparation for the slowdown. You know, they think that the lull is out of their control, that it's inevitable, and that, you know, because kids are going back to school and budgets are tight, holidays are coming, there's no need for trainers, which is completely erroneous thinking. It's not the way that things actually work in the real world. People are always going to have problems that need solving. They need somebody who has unique skills and the ability to solve those problems. And that's why it's important for you to realize that you're the person that they've been looking for. You're the person that, regardless of how many other offers they see out there, if you can position yourself as a real person who's dedicated, passionate, you've got this drive and ambition to help people and keep dogs in their homes, you're going to stand apart from everybody else who's got an advertisement out there saying, hey, book an appointment with me. People want to work with individuals who they trust. And so your goal as a dog trainer, if you're passionate about this and you're dedicated to growing your business and building an empire, then you need to find a way to position yourself so that people see you from a different point of view or a different perspective than all the other opportunities out there. That's how you create differentiation and get people engaged in what you have to offer. That's how you get people to realize that you're not just a commodity. You're not the same as every other trainer down the road. You are actually dedicated and committed to solving problems for them, even more so than they are for themselves, because that's what people are looking for. Most people realize that it's difficult. They've tried training their dog. They need somebody with a higher level of expertise and somebody who's going to hold them accountable. And, you know, offering to send somebody to your website and click a button to schedule an appointment doesn't show that you're truly committed to helping them solve the problem. So you have to find a way, a chink in the armor, to get through to them and to project this beautiful image of what success looks like and show them that you're actually committed to helping them get that success that they're looking for. That's what's going to set you apart. That's what's going to create that you know, desire and entice people to want to know more about you. And so really it's about, you know, building relationships with people before giving them an opportunity to work with you. That's what sets you apart. And so scaling back and thinking, oh, I'm just going to stay small during this slow season is inverting yourself and preventing you from conveying that opportunity and showing people that you're the person that's not going to scale back. That's really what you have to do. You have to position yourself as like, I'm in it to win it. I don't care what struggles I'm going to have. I don't care what difficulties there are going to be during slow seasons, you know, up seasons, down seasons. Doesn't matter to you. Like, you're committed to your business more so than anybody else. And if you can showcase that without coming right out and saying, hey, if you can showcase that in a way that makes sense to people and they can see it without you like putting your finger on it, and you're just more dedicated than everybody else out there, then they realize that you're the trainer they've been looking for. And so don't pull back. Don't scale back, you know, and really show that you're the person that's going to move your effort forward throughout whatever season it is during the year. We know that there is ample opportunity out there. There is demand for your service regardless of the season. There might be fewer people looking for it, but the problems don't disappear just because the season's changed. So you have to recognize that. And the third problem that I see trainers sort of walk right into when the season's changed is that they're waiting for this wave of new activity, you know, when the seasons change again, and they could be focusing on the things that actually move their business forward. So again, when you think about this in terms of why we want to keep people engaged, it's because not everyone is going to take action in the immediate future. Your job is to build relationships and position yourself as the trainer who's committed to getting people results. People have busy lives. They've got kids. They've got homes to clean. They've got soccer practice to go to. They've got dinner to make. They've got 9-to-5 jobs. They've got a million things going on. And oh, by the way, they also have a dog that's misbehaving and making their life chaotic. So yeah, the dog is an issue for them, but it may not be at the very top of their priority list. And here's where the disconnect is in this industry, is that trainers get really frustrated, and maybe you can relate to this, in thinking that, well, I made an advertisement, I put it in front of people, and they didn't instantly buy from me. What's wrong? This isn't working. But that's not the way that it actually works. You're really great as a trainer at understanding canine psychology and canine behavior, but you have to understand human psychology and human behavior. When people are really busy, they may see something that's interesting to them, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to drop everything that they're doing and take action right that moment, which is a real opportunity for you, because most trainers don't follow that path in building that relationship over an extended time horizon. They don't do that. They just figure they want instant results, instant gratification, go to my website, book an appointment, pay. It's like, that's not the way it works. If somebody's going to make an investment in something, they usually do some research. It usually takes some time for them to make that decision. And that's okay. If you expect that and you form and structure the operation of your business around that, taking into account that people aren't instantly going to be making decisions, and you disallow yourself from getting frustrated with the fact that people need some time and they're busy, and you just continue honing your skills and your craft in marketing and in sales and developing the structure for that process around what human behaviors are actually like, then you're going to stand apart from everybody else. So you have to realize not everybody is going to take action immediately. So you should breadcrumb them to the solution that they're looking for. And you can do that through the process of building a marketing plan that actually gets people to know you and to like you and to trust you over an extended period of time before you present them with an opportunity to actually work with you. instead of looking for that instant magic bullet that's just going to get people to click and buy. It's not the way it works. So, again, to keep things concise here and make sure we're all on the same page. Number one, focusing on continued education as the seasons change instead of marketing and sales can be the kiss of death. If things slow down and you're not actively acquiring new clients during the slow season, it can be very difficult for you to ramp back up when the seasons change again. There's no reason why you should be slowing down. You should be doubling down on your marketing and your sales efforts, refining and finally tuning your processes so that they work throughout that slow season. And when you get to the point where you've got even more people actively searching for training, you launch and you take your business to a new level. You create the next, like when things change, you have the best year that your business has ever had because you spent the time laying the foundation, building the systems that actually allow you to operate with a high level of function, a high level of efficiency, even when things are slow. And when things change and more people are actively looking for training, you can scale and grow beyond everyone else. It's like strapping yourself to a rocket and lighting the wick, right? That's what it's like. So you have to realize that just because things seem slow doesn't mean that you need to pull back. You need to go full force ahead. So, you know, focusing on continued education doesn't solve the problem of a lack of clients. It only makes that problem more difficult to solve. And it prolongs the solution to that problem. And really, when things start to slow down, if you've noticed that fewer people are reaching out and fewer people are engaging with your ads, well, the last thing you want to do is pull back. You want to push your efforts forward and make your opportunity and your message and your brand more easily, you know, accessible and more easy to understand what it is that you do. You want to be everywhere. And so I get it. It's easy to fall into thinking like, you know, I need to keep learning. I need to know more about training. I need more techniques. So you go to more seminars, you know, you shadow other trainers. You focus on mastering new skills. And I get that. But again, it doesn't solve the problem. It pulls you away from what really drives the business forward, which is marketing, sales, and building systems. Because you could be the best trainer in the world, but if nobody knows about you, nobody's going to benefit from all the knowledge and the skills that you've accumulated over the years. And so you want to be able to, obviously, be good at what you do. But for the most part, trainers have spent time developing skills. And if you are in that category where you're able to solve at least one problem for people, you need to focus in on the people that have that specific problem and make sure that you're solving it for them. And you're doing that by pushing your marketing and your sales forward so that you can get those people who have that problem and solve it for them to keep more dogs in their homes. Hope that makes sense. Rather than expanding your knowledge base. Number two is scaling back and preparing for the slowdown. This is an easy trap to fall into because you think it's inevitable. You think the lull is coming and that there's nothing that you can do about it. And it's a common mistake. I see trainers do it all the time. But the slowdown is something that's in your control because there is demand for your service regardless of what the seasons are doing. So you have to take control over being in front of the right types of people and making sure that you are actively going out and acquiring new clients, even when most trainers are pulling back. That's a huge opportunity for you to position yourself as the solution when people are having a harder time finding what they're looking for. It gives you the edge. You know, people's problems don't magically disappear just because the season's changed. So there's, you know, this expansive demand and opportunity base for you to actually grow your business. But if you're not looking at it from the lens of, hey, opportunity doesn't cease to exist just because the seasons change. If you're looking at it from the lens of, hey, I can actually use this opportunity because most trainers aren't actively acquiring new clients or actively marketing or actively polishing their sales process, I can actually go through the process of finally tuning all of those things instead of focusing on my training skills. And that's where you turn, you know, what seems to be a lack of opportunity into abundance of opportunity where you can position yourself for additional growth in the coming year, you know, and potentially have the best year that you've ever had. And then the third thing that I see a lot of trainers fall into this pit, this difficulty, this roadblock is in waiting for the new wave, the wave of new activity when the seasons change. So they sit back and wait for new activity when the weather warms up again, which is understandable, but there's a huge opportunity to build momentum. So what you have to do is address what's actually going on and realize that, you know, you've got people who need your help, regardless of what season it is, and you have to meet them where they are. If you know that people are going to be busy, structure something, you know, create a marketing campaign that is structured and branded around, you know, it's, you're super busy for this particular season, like address whatever their concern is, implement, you know, the campaign in such a way that it addresses what that concern is. If you know people are busy, if you know the holidays are coming up, if you know that people's budgets are tight, brand your campaign around these things. Give them the opposition of what those things are. Like, budget is tight, create a campaign that talks about, you know, you've got this new and rapid way to get people to the point where, you know, the holidays are coming up. If you want your dog to behave before, you know, your family shows up, we've got this program that's structured in a way where you can get the results that you want without breaking the budget. You know, or you, if it's, you know, something where, you know, people are busy, kids are going back to school, address that. Now that you've got a little bit more time and the kids are going back to school, we've got this amazing plan. It's going to help you to do X, Y, and Z over this period of time. But essentially what you want to do is address whatever their concerns are in your marketing, in your headlines, in your ad copy, in a way that makes sense to them so that they can realize that whatever concerns that they had are unfounded. You actually have realized that people have all the same type of difficulties, all the same types of concerns, and that you've structured a program around those concerns that mitigates the difficulties that they're anticipating. And that positions you, there's less resistance, there's less friction in getting them to actually engage. And even if they don't engage at that moment in time, you're building this ambiance around who you are, what you do, and what your business is all about, so that people realize that you're thinking about their difficulties and you've created solutions to the problems that they're experiencing for themselves. Most trainers aren't doing that. If you can create your marketing and your campaigns around these ideas, it doesn't matter if somebody's going to buy today, 6 days from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now. At a certain point, when it does come time to hire a trainer, you're going to be the only one that they're thinking about. And that's the way that you have to think about your marketing and sales. It's not some get rich quick, you know, scheme. It's not some like magic bullet. It's something that you want to constantly and continually be positioning yourself as the authority, as the person that can solve problems. And regardless of whether it's now or into the future, you want to be always in front of them so that they can see that you're dedicated and you're committed even more so than every other opportunity out there. So those are the three biggest mistakes that I see trainers make leading into the winter months. If you want to avoid these things, then use what I've told you here in this video and ask questions. Feel free to post comments below. And remember, greatness is your obligation. Success will never happen without your participation. This life, it's not a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant because it might be your only shot. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com, and two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.